Along the land of parking lots and little economic development, downtown Atlanta might be changing. Architect Michael Kahn says you can see the change just by looking at three different buildings that were sold or put up for sale this week. He sat down with Stephanie Stokes and discussed the story behind each one, the Bank of America Plaza, 524 West Peachtree, and the State of Georgia building.
The first building to look at is the Bank of America Plaza building. I think that the Bank of America Plaza is an iconic part of Atlanta's downtown skyline, and yet it's remained half empty. Why is that?
The Bank of America Plaza was constructed in the 1990s. There was a lot of market optimism in Atlanta and a lot of money flowing into the city for investments. And so at that time, it was built by the Citizen and Southern National Bank headquarters to replace a building from the mid-century that they had standing on that site. And it was really to demonstrate kind of the might and power and growing influence of Atlanta. It was built as the tallest high-rise in the southeastern United States, and actually the tallest high-rise outside of New York and Chicago, and still stands that today. And so it's this mighty tower sitting in the center of a block in an area that isn't necessarily as developed as other areas of the city. But at the time, you didn't necessarily have the development in Midtown that you have today. And so there was this question of where is this center of development going to be in Atlanta? And at that time, the north side of downtown seemed as good a place as any to build the building. The building has changed hands and had different occupancies throughout the years. And during the recession, the building was foreclosed. Most of the tenants were gone from the building, and for a long time, it struggled to fill itself up. So you have this landmark high-rise on the Atlanta skyline, something that is known by all Atlantans, and yet this iconic building isn't being used to its fullest capacity. At the moment, it seems as though sale has gone through, and in the coming weeks and months, we'll know more about the details of that sale. But the nice thing about the building being only half full is that there's a lot of potential.
This next building is on the other side of Emory Midtown Hospital. What's the story behind this building? Why are we talking about it?
Well, the building at 524 West Peachtree is a neoclassical building built in 1928 as the dealership for LaSalle Cars, three-story building. And through the years, it was eventually taken over by the Eastern Airlines for their Atlanta headquarters, and they added a floor on top. And once Eastern Airlines moved out, Ross International, the architecture and engineering firm that I actually work for, moved into the headquarters and utilized that space for many years. And then since they moved out, the building has sat vacant. So it was announced that an 8-story hotel featuring 175 rooms will be erected on the site, which likely means the demolition of this 1928 structure for a new hotel building.
So finally, farther south, the next building we're going to talk about is the 2 Peachtree Street building, or also known as the State of Georgia building. This building also has an interesting history, right?
The State of Georgia building was built as the First National Bank of Atlanta headquarters back in 1966. It was a time of growth in downtown, and it was constructed as the tallest building in the city at that time and remained so for 10 years, and still is the largest building in that area. And so it stands as a testament to an optimism about the regeneration of the Five Points area in the middle of the 1960s. It replaced a 4-story historic building, the Peachtree Arcade, that was first built in 1917, and it was the first indoor shopping area the city ever had, and it was gorgeous. You had shopping arcades in all the major cities, so when Atlanta got one, it was a really big deal, and it was a gorgeous building. And the architect for the First National Bank building, Cecil Alexander, who was with the architecture firm Fabrap, actually later in life said that one of his biggest regrets was designing this building to replace this beautiful Peachtree Arcade that we lost in the 1960s. But it was indicative of the optimism of the time in Atlanta and the fact that a 44-story high-rise was a landmark building and really put Atlanta in the ranks of a major city in the U.S. And through the years, the building has required extensive work, and when the state took it over in the 1990s, they were on the hook for $100 million renovation and remediation. The offer of the building right now is actually prompted because the state received an unsolicited offer for the building.
So what do you think all these buildings, as spread out as they are, tell us about the past and potential of downtown Atlanta?
The past of downtown Atlanta is one of a sordid history. You have the early days of Atlanta with very few vestiges of that remaining in the underground area and in fairly Poplar as well. And then you have the boom in Atlanta from mid-century. And you have the high-rises like the First National Bank building. And after the 1960s, you saw the migration of the economic center of the city northward. And until recently, downtown did not have a lot of advantages. It did not have a lot of things going for it. And Georgia State University has really reversed that in the last 15 years, brought new investment, new population into the city center, and really made it, set it up to move towards a vibrant urban area. And it's taken a little bit of time for the developers to catch up with that trend because Buckhead and Midtown have been such stable and safe places to invest, whereas downtown has been a bit of a risk. But now all of those risk factors have made it very viable to be the next big district. So all three of these projects are really indicative of a new trend for downtown and the fact that developers and investors are beginning to see downtown, both in Sono and all the way down to Five Points, as an opportunity that is ready to be taken advantage of.
Michael Kahn is an architect with Rosser International and an editor with Curbed Atlanta. He was speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.